And I have medical doctors who buy my books by the case and prescribe to their cancer patients, surgical patients, and all kinds of patients, hypertension. I think that we are living in a time when things are changing. It's very positive. Yeah. So I'll answer a couple more questions. Yes, please. There's a huge difference between juicing and blending. Juice is fractured food. Because the science of nutrition was very young, and scientists said that fiber is just a load on our, it's not a nutrient. There are no nutritional value in fiber. They couldn't find any vitamins in it. So they told juicing is good. But now we know that fiber is very, very important. Fiber is the only thing that could clean our intestines. And this is the major thing, major purpose. Fiber cleans. If you look under microscope on an insoluble fiber, there's soluble and insoluble. Soluble is like bananas and mangoes. Insoluble is like a peel and greens. Insoluble looks like lots of hair, like a sponge. Insoluble fiber has a negative charge. All the toxins in the body have positive charge. So this fiber is like magical sponge. Could hold somewhat 16 times bigger piece of toxin the size of the fiber. If you don't have fiber, then your body cannot detox. I used to tell people, when you detox, congratulations, it's good for you when you detox from all the holes. Now I'm saying, if you detox and you don't consume enough fiber, if you consume enough fiber, you won't have any major detox. Because it's like if you close your doors and you have lots of garbage, you'll have to push the garbage through the screen window door. That's through the skin, that the body has to push it somehow else. You have pimples and porous skin and eyes in the morning have something and ears. But if you eat lots of fiber, chimpanzees consume 300 grams of fiber per day. We recommended 30 by doctors. Average person consumes 7. For people who juice, consume 2 grams of fiber. When I've been juicing for years, and I think that I contributed to, you know, some problems by juicing. And it's just so funny and ridiculous and strange when we say, I'm going to detox on juice fast for 2 weeks. How do you detox if you don't consume fiber? And it's wasteful. You throw all the best part. I mean, one of the good things in the good if you have compost. And then it's very time-consuming, and it's expensive. And to clean the juicer is time-consuming. And it's expensive because to make a juice out of greens, you need to have 2 bunches of kale. You'll just get a little cup of juice. And it's not complete food. On top of that, in nature, fiber balances the sugar. Fiber absorbs some sugar. So some people are so sensitive to sugars that they cannot even eat fruit. There are people today that cannot eat fruit. But if they combine it with greens, like a green smoothie, the fiber counterbalances that, and they could tolerate it. Plus, so many people today are hypoglycemic or insulin resistant. Do you know how it happens? If you eat toast for breakfast or rice or whatever, oatmeal, or some sweet stuff, or just if you eat sweet or starchy food, if you eat baked potato, if you eat rice, if you eat bread every day, then you force your body to create more insulin because that's the only way it could be digested, even baked potato. So your body is used to creating a certain amount of insulin every single day. What happens? Your body goes on automatic creating insulin. You get up in the morning and you're already craving sugar or starchy food. And you wouldn't feel fulfilled until you eat something you call heavy. You say, I need something substantial because you need to counterbalance your insulin that's in your blood. So your body is demanding. Nature is always stronger than anybody's willpower. Nature will win. The only way how you can naturally reduce insulin in your blood is by beginning to substitute sugars with fruit. Raw honey also works, but it's a non-vegan product. So fruit actually is very essential. When you begin to eat fruits with greens, it's the safest way to balance your sugar. And the sugar in the blood is a very bad thing. It's aggravating aging process. It's increasing damage from AGEs. And sugar is... it's sugar's fault that so many of us wear glasses. Both Igor and I are 52, and we don't wear glasses. We never had glasses. And the vision just goes down as soon as you eat some sugar or starchy food. As soon as you stop eating potatoes, bread, and sugar, your vision will go up right away. So it's a big difference. Yes?
What about wheatgrass juice?
Wheatgrass juice.
And Weight Watchers book and all that. If you were to take wheatgrass, could you make a smoothie with the...
You can make... This is the same question that lady... You can make a smoothie with wheatgrass, but please remember, you need to rotate greens. You cannot just use wheatgrass. You will accumulate that alkaloid that it has, the toxin, and you will get poison. You will feel nauseous. How many of you feel nauseous when you drink wheatgrass? Look, you will get... You know, in the beginning, we all like it, but then we develop nausea. We need to rotate. You need to have 100 different greens per year, or at least as many as you can get. Yes?
Can you tell me something about a fiber that maybe I don't know? If you put your vegetables through a blender and blend them so fine that it breaks the cells, there's no fiber left in that, is there?
Yeah, there is a fiber. There's a fiber. There's still fiber.
A thing that looks like a sponge and absorbs.
Yes. Yes, it does. It does. It wouldn't disappear. It looks to us like liquid, but if you let it sit, it will separate. And on top, there will be fiber. And on the bottom, there will be just clear. And then we shake it and drink it. There's fiber. And